Now you're talking about the face I used to wear. Then you change your mind and talk over there. Now you tell me everything will work out fine. Somewhere down the line.
WNEW-FM, part of our 30th birthday. One of the tracks from the brand new album called Songs and Sounds from Pat DiNizio. You know, it always knocks me out. I mean, to sit right there and hear the power of that voice coming out of there, man. You sound great.
I still got it, Pat.
You sure do. And since we still got you, see, we're going to make you work now because you can't do that. Can you do something?
Pat, I enjoy this. This is what I do for a living.
Well, then do some more.
Okay. This is actually the first song that was released as a single. It's called A World Apart. And it's kind of a country western tune as it's written on the acoustic, but it sounds more like Bowie on the record.
All right.
I love it.
If indeed that could happen in the world of the Smithereens. Anyway, it goes like this.
I've been drinking every night since you've been gone. I still run to you each time I hear the ringing of the phone. They say you always hurt the one you really love, and I put the part. Now I can't stand to live another day.
girl. They say you always hurt the one you really love. And I did the part. Now I can't stand to live another day. A world apart.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Boy, another great song. And the brand new album by Pat D'Annunzio, who's performing live for us here on 102.7 WNEW-FM from the Museum of Television and Radio. And, of course, this is all being preserved now forever. Your performances go right into the vault.
But what about my royalties?
The royalties, well, you have to dig for those. You really have to dig. The brand new album, and ask for it by name, the new Pat D'Annunzio album called Songs and Sounds on the Velvel label.
That's true. Velvel is an exciting new record label out of New York. The owner is a guy named Walter Yetnikoff, who's a very good man. And Walter was at CBS for many years. Legendary, in fact. And there's a whole bunch of nice people at the label, and I've found a new home. And I'm very happy to be working again.
I actually like the packaging on this. A high-fidelity recording.
Recorded in Percepto, Pat St. John.
And long-playing. Yeah. These are things that you don't get with every CD, you know.
Well, you know, I grew up, obviously, like all of us here, listening to records. I'm especially fond of jazz records and blues records. I tend to listen to more of that than rock and roll at home. And pretty much in terms of album cover design and packaging, it ran the gamut with the Smithereens. You know, we paid homage or tribute to all of the classic record labels and album designs that we grew up loving, but we never did a sort of direct homage or tribute to the classic Blue Note and Riverside jazz albums of the 50s and 60s. And this pretty much is as close to that as you can get in terms of the packaging.
Well, it's well done, and the songs you just did sound great.
Thank you. And it's also available in 12-inch vinyl.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
But here. Years, 5 years out of high school, and I've already been working at our sister station, MMR. Besides being thrilled, I was terrified because everybody to me on this station, not only were they so much older than me, which really isn't true, but they just seemed like these legends and personalities, and Jonathan Schwartz and Scott Muni. And I just couldn't imagine what I was doing here with them. I don't think they could either. But I just decided I was really going to try to stick it out. And I think one of the amazing things that happened to me was, I think 2 days after I first did my first fill-in show here, which was on a Sunday morning. I actually had the Sunday morning shift before Vince Gelsa was hired, and to do that particular shift. And I was here about 2 days, and the Jefferson Airplane were going to play in Central Park, and all the jocks had to be there. So somebody had to fill in for Scott. So it was me. Now, if you can imagine, like, a 20-year-old kid filling in for Scott, you know, at the time, I was just totally wiped out. But I think the thing that really brought it home to me that I was at NEW was in 1973, I went to a Jackson Browne and Linda Ronstadt concert at Carnegie Hall, and just happened to be sitting in the audience directly in front of me, like right where this coffee mug is, was Warren Beatty. And at the time, you know...
Quite a mug on him, huh?
Well, he was covering it with all his hair, too. It was like, you know, and he had a big fancy girlfriend or whatever next to him. A seat away, like right, 5 feet to my left, is Jack Nicholson. And he had as his date his girlfriend, Angelica Houston, the actress. And, everyone's staring at them, and they're the royalty of Hollywood are here. And at that time, there's kind of a dichotomy between Hollywood and music. You know, the political thing hadn't crept in there yet. Whatever, there's a guy, just a guy with a jacket, a jean jacket with patches all over, Grateful Dead patches, sitting next to me. I'm talking with my friends, and he says quite loudly, "Excuse me, are you Carol Miller from WNEW? And didn't recognize any of the stars, at which point Warren Beatty turns around and looks at me. And I went, "Well, you see, you know," I just gave him one of these looks. Jack Nicholson took a look. And I was just like, shrugged my shoulders. "Hey, it's NEW. And he goes, "Cool station, man." You know, and
wow.
didn't recognize any of the other stars.
Isn't that funny?
And then later, after they had a party afterwards, which they used to have many parties for the artists. Obviously starting when many of the artists started, I had met Jackson Browne and Linda Ronstadt quite a few times, and this was only 1973. So I walked in, and Jackson predictably said, hey, Carol, what'd you do to your hair? You know? And once again, Warren Beatty, who is this strange little person that everybody's looking at? And Linda Ronstadt, I remember at the time, was running under the tables, under the dining tables, chasing somebody.
She could do that then.
And yeah, it was very strange. So that was my... I don't know what you meant by that, but...
I don't either.
I don't think you do either. But that was just the freak-out thing about actually working here and being a listener and working here and being a listener and, you know, the whole thing coming together.
Well, Carol, you have one of the most recognizable voices in radio, and one of the things that you are famous for is, of course, every night getting the lead out.
Yes, it follows me around.
In fact, as long as you're here, you want to get the lead out here?
Sure, I'll get it out anywhere you want me to get it out.
Well, get it out right here, right now.
Let's do some rock and roll on WNWFM.
You could wear two hats then.
Yes, I only had two heads. Now I have one. Just da-da-da-da-da. But I was also working for TV, for Entertainment Tonight, and which meant that I had an assignment, which was to go around and get interviews with the various artists as well. And, of course, now I have somebody with me at all times lugging around a television camera, and I also have a tape recorder for NEW, and I'm loaded down like kind of like a camel with all this equipment. And not only that, it was extremely difficult to get to any of the artists. I mean, the security at this place was unbelievable. And your assignment... Any means you could possibly get an interview. So they weren't letting anybody backstage. And I saw Tony Thompson, who was the drummer at the time. He filled in drumming for Led Zeppelin. He had been with Power Station. And I had just an interview with him. And I told him, listen, got to get this interview with Planner Page. He says, come on with me. He says, I'll say that you're my girlfriend. And you can just walk in with me. I said, with my television camera? He said, sure. So we go backstage and there's, you know, Plant and Page, and I got this great interview with Plant, and the thing that made it so good was that he said, I was terrible. He goes, I just got off the phone with my daughter from England, and she said, Daddy, you were so bad. My voice was terrible, and he was putting himself down. It was just really, I mean, he was just very, very forthcoming, and actually that's how he's been at all the interviews I've had with him. And then, of course, I try to pull out my tape recorder to do the NEW part, and I said, well, look, my friends from NEW are waiting on, they were ushering me out. I was getting the yank, you know, to leave the private area. But that really would have had to have been the best one. He was just really mortified at his own performance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, it's a cool Led Zeppelin story, and Carol, of course, gets the lead out every night.
Yeah.
You talk to
because
so many of the people. Well, congratulations to you for being, you know, this goes back just about 25 years since you first joined the station.
Yeah, yes, and then all told, I've been here for 15 years.
Congratulations.
Which makes me one of the younger workhorses of the station.
Yep. Well, listen, love to listen to you every night
on
WNEW-FM.
How many years we know each other? Like the...
It's getting
since
up there.
Since junior high, I think.
24, 25, something like that. But, Carol, thank you for coming by. Of course, a big part of the radio station and, of course, on every night. And many more years.
Oh, thank you.
Carol Miller. Thanks,
thank
Carol.
Thank you so much.
On 102.7 WNEW-FM, we've got more special moments coming up as we celebrate our 30th anniversary. We're going to do a break, and we'll start off this break on WNEW-FM.